checked them out. Number one, that McCarroll story, you know, was in the Philadelphia paper.
Yep.
He didn't have any pull at all. Talked with Dornato, who heads the auto workers here. He's in a sort of a roustabout. He's one of those guys who try and sell something, you know.
Yep.
And then I talked with Dave McDonald, and that Reston story, remember I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Joe, I went on the national TV last night, and I'm on another station tonight denying that. We had no pull of any union at all. And it's just a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you'd be happy to hear those two things.
Sure did. Philadelphia's got a good report in here. They were registered 1,570 Monday and 1,256 Democrats, 272 Republicans. 1,919 Tuesday, 1,626 to 257. 1,945 Wednesday, 1,530 to 377. Total of 5,434. 4,412 the next day, 906 Republicans. Total 67% Democrats, 30% Republicans, and 2 8 2 and 8 10 independent.
Yeah, now on the
how's your registration running?
Ours has been our drive, you know, doesn't start for, in other words, for about 8 days yet. In other words, that is when we register out in the field.
Yep.
And for the walk-ins over here, that is from May to now, it's 2150 to 1344. We'll run that up to about 4-1. But I'll keep you advised on those
things. Do that, give me that, because that helps us. And let's really get everybody we can. Can you have a traveling registration, a portable unit or anything?
Well, they don't do it as well as they do it in Philadelphia,
These
county commissioners. They're not just don't play ball the same as that you and I would like. Mm. But we're going to have registration in every borough, every township, and every ward.
Mm.
In other words, the people don't have to come into the city to do it. Now, remember I spoke to you about this fellow, the mayor of St. Petersburg, This morning?
Yep.
Would you want me to call Smatters? You're too busy.
Yeah. Well, call him. I wish you would.
Yeah, because you're too busy, you know.
Do that.
Check the guy out.
Do it.
Because I think the guy...
Here's a statement I'm getting ready to make on TV. With reference to selection of the candidate for vice president of the Democratic ticket, I've reached the conclusion it'd be inadvisable for me to recommend the convention any member of my cabinet or any of those who meet regularly with the cabinet. In this regard, because their names have been mentioned in the press, I personally informed Secretary of State Mr. Rusk, Secretary of Defense Mr. McNamara, the Attorney General Mr. Kennedy of my decision. I've communicated this to the United States Ambassador to the United Nations Mr. Stevenson, the head of the Peace Corps Mr. Shriver. In this manner, the list has been narrowed. I shall continue to give the most thoughtful consideration to the choice of the man who I will recommend, and I shall make my decision known in due course.
Fine. Fine. That you take care of. The guys at Cabin, well, I think he's a hell of a guy, but I don't know whether we could fill him up politically. He is McNamara.
Oh, he'd be the best we could get if you
guys sort of put their back up a little bit.
Yeah, all of them, but that's who I...
Well, they don't know him, see?
That's right.
He hasn't had the exposure or been with them. But if anything hot, I'll call you or Cliff. I don't like to bother you, and I'll bother you the least I can.
Okay.
Okay.